Rather the hell with you, something like that. But then what will happen? The guy will show the way and say, you are a magician, the hell with you. Because he was not here to understand something. He was given a choice, he chose the difficult one that he could not think about even. He just wanted some guess. And in his hand could be only two things, piece of stone or a coin. Nothing else is there in that environment, right? But he will choose the other impossible one. Now this stone will tell me, Lohan, they will tell you, he will not accept. That's what the logic is, because at the end he will say, okay, I don't understand it, but it's not correct. Because it's correct only when I understand it. If I don't understand it, it's obvious it's correct, it's wrong, isn't it? You know, I don't get it. That's the attitude of intelligence. That's the handicap. Let's hear the story from Rumi. It's short and good.
How a prophet, on whom be peace, manifested a miracle by the speaking of the gravel in the hand of Abu Jahl, God's curse on him, and by the gravels bearing witness to the truth of Muhammad, on whom be God's blessing and peace. There were some pebbles in the hand of Abu Jahl. O Ahmed, said he, tell quickly what this is. If you are the messenger, what is hidden in my fist? Since you have knowledge of the mysteries of heaven, he said, how do you wish? Shall I say what those things are, or shall they declare that I am truthful and right? Abu Jahl said, this second is more extraordinary. Yes, said the prophet, God has greater power than that. Without delay, from the middle of his fist, every pebble began to pronounce the profession of faith. Each said, there is no God, and said, except Allah. Threaded the pearl of, Ahmed is the messenger of Allah.
And here, pearl is another word for essence. Remember that. It's Johar and Gohar. Yes.
When Abu Jahl heard this from the pebbles, in his anger, he dashed those pebbles to the ground.
End of the story. He will not say anything about it. He finished it. Because he said what he wanted to say. He said, okay, we are at the end of the final story. I'm going to close the argument. I'm going to finish this story and go to the last one, which is the way to bring these man and woman together, intelligence in the heart, to bring them together. But let me tell you that I know that I can make miracles here. But these miracles are good for the people who are seeking the truth, not for the people who are seeking logical understanding of this. Because to them, whatever I bring out is not enough. If you're the father of ignorance, you will throw away even the thing that you have in your hand because they talk against your wish. That's what the logic is. If logically you're thinking about something and you don't like the outcome of it, you will change it. You will change the logic, you will change the opening ceremony, you will change the conclusion. No matter what, because the brain has a goal. Keep me alive, no matter what. Eat, don't be eaten, reproduce, period. I said, okay. We talked about the miracle, so remember, there are some stuff here that you should grab. You should be ready. I cannot force feed you I could just show you what it is. I could present you the miracle. And there would be miracles here. We talk about something that looks impossible. But remember, all these miracles being talked about, and everybody deep down knows they are. Let's go back to this harp fellow. This harp player is waiting too much.
The rest of the story of the minstrel and how the commander of the faithful, Umar, may God be well pleased with him, conveyed to him the message spoken by the heavenly voice. Turn back and hear the plight of the minstrel. For the minstrel had become desperate from waiting. The voice came to Umar saying, O Umar, redeem our servant from want. We have a servant, a favorite.
These are the speeches of God in the dream state to Umar. We have this good fellow over there, go and look for you. Yes.
We have a servant, a favorite and highly esteemed one. Take the trouble to go on foot to the graveyard. O Umar, spring up and put in your hand full 700 dinars from the public treasury. Carry them to him. O thou who art our choice, accept this sum now and excuse.
Just one word here. That choice is free will. The word is ikhtiar. And you know what ikhtiar is. Ikhtiar is not limited to choice. Ikhtiar means choosing the best one, choosing the khayr, choosing the positive one. And that is what we call free will. Because free will is not just you are free to do something. You are free to ask for something positive. That positivity is in ikhtiyar, and here, that guy chose the habit tonight to play for. Remember the choice? Now God will tell him that I am your ikhtiyar. You realize that that khayr is in me. You believe in me as a source of goodness. Therefore, this is the response. Yes?
Spend this amount on the price of silk. When it is spent, come here. Then Umar, in awe of that voice, sprang up that he might gird his loins for his service. Umar set his face towards the graveyard with the purse under his arm, running in search. Long did he run around the graveyard. No one was there but that poor old man. He said, "This is not he," and ran once more. He became tired out and saw none but the old man. He said, "God said, we have a servant. He is a pure and worthy and blessed one. How should an old harper be the chosen of God? O hidden mystery, how excellent art thou."
Habbada a serpent on Habbada. He's using the Arabic word that they don't use normally, but Habbada. Oh, how great it could be. Because here, listen to the story. The story started with a harp player who was playing for people, clients, right? Now he's old and his voice is rotten. Even his harp is not very tuned. It's ugly over it, right? He cried and he prayed for God. Then miracle happened. He went to sleep. Umar at the same time went to sleep, right? Rumi used the miracle time to talk about the miracle to us. Now, the harp man is still in that state of sleeping, right? Umar had opened his eyes,